We're talking with Sarah Davidson of the American Quarter Horse Association. Sarah, once again, AQHA has come back to Oklahoma City, to State Fair Park, and it's almost a tradition of November for the quarter horses and for Oklahoma City come together.
It is. Oklahoma City, we are just so excited to be back here. It's our home away from home, working at the American Quarter Horse Association. We're back for our Lucas Oil AQHA World Championship Show, which runs through November 21st.
First time you've got a title sponsor with Lucas Oil, right?
Yes, we are very thankful for that sponsorship with Lucas Oil. In addition to all of our corporate partners, Adequan is our sponsor of our additional Level 2 classes, which were, this is the first year to have those at the World Show, which add on 79 more championship titles to be presented at the show. But our shows wouldn't be possible without our sponsors.
Right. Now, you've got the open competition underway right now as we speak. You've kind of reversed things. You've got the open show going actually first.
Yes, we are trying to listen to our members and exhibitors on what their needs were and their wants. So we are trying something different this year, and we've swapped our weeks. Our open exhibitors, which is more of the trainers in the industry, will be competing this week, and we'll crown our Farnham Super Horse on Sunday, which is an award that is presented to one of the most versatile horses at the show, and they win $25,000.
This has always been the kind of the award that a lot of folks want to point to.
Yes. This year we have 25 exhibitors who are contenders for this title. So it's definitely stiff competition. The next couple of days, we're just kind of waiting to see how everybody does in the finals.
Right. Now, after that, you've got the amateurs, and they really come from all over the country and around the world.
Yes, we have exhibitors from 46 United States, and there's 9 additional countries being represented throughout the whole time at the World Show. These owners and exhibitors, they've put their time and dedication into just qualifying to compete right here at State Fair Park in Oklahoma City. They've been traveling all year long just to earn enough points to compete.
Does take the competition before Oklahoma City to be able to earn your right to be here.
Yes, these guys have definitely put in the time, and they are the best of the best out there. So if you want to see the top equine athletes and exhibitors around the world, come right down to State Fair Park.
Now, not just the show itself, but a lot of things surround the show that's a part of the experience.
Yes, we have a free trade show, which is there's free parking, too, to go into the trade show. We have more than 100 vendors this year, plus Trailer World. So we're out in the Cox Pavilion and the Centennial Building. So come on and stop by to get all your Christmas shopping done a little early. There's something for everybody, from home decor to clothing to jewelry to stuff for your kids, which, speaking of kids, coming up this weekend, November 14th and 15th, kids under the age of 12 will be able to get into the Jim Newark Arena and Performance Arena free. Tickets for adults will start at $9.
And I know also you got some special entertainment this weekend as well.
We do. We are so excited. The award winners, the Grammy Award winnings, the Mavericks, will be performing on Saturday night at 8:30 in the Oklahoma Expo Hall.
Yeah. As far as the show is concerned, you've got tremendous numbers. You mentioned the fact that you've got a lot of states represented, but we're talking about thousands, right?
Yes, we have more than 1,500 exhibitors. There'll be more than 2,000 horses traveling in and out of Oklahoma City in the next 2 weeks. And we have more than 4,700 entries at this year's event, which is a record high for us. So we're just so excited to have the largest show this year and to see what it brings to Oklahoma City.
This is, we have a lot of horse shows that come through Oklahoma City and quite a few over in Tulsa as well. But this particular show is unique. This is the largest. This is the granddaddy of them all.
Yes, this is the largest single breed world show there is. And throughout the over 2 weeks that we're here, there's a economic impact of more than $23.3 million to the Oklahoma City economy.
Okay. So for more information, y'all have got a website as well that you're keeping things up to date on, right?
Yes. Visit AQHA.com for more information. And also, if by chance you can't make it out to the fairgrounds, but you want to see the competition, we have a free live webcast sponsored by Zoetis. And you just go to AQHA.com. You can click on the World Show banner at the top of the page, and you can see what's going on in both arenas.
Okay.